You are now locked into another installment of Tempo with Chris Thomas. I'm your host, Chris Thomas. I'm just a small town kid with larger than life aspirations. I live by this quote by Dr. Cornel West. He says the condition of truth is to allow suffering to speak. I have always been drawn to listen to people without power and those who have not been in position to shape, create, or produce the conditions of their experience. I understand firsthand how it feels to be an underdog, always having to go the extra mile, putting in additional work just to achieve a goal. My life tells a story of an overcomer, the abandonment, the devaluation, the not given many opportunities gave me the ammunition to stand up for myself and create my own path. So as an ambitious leader, serial entrepreneur, minister, and educator with over 2 decades of experience in creating and developing sustainable environments for myself and others, I strive to uplift people of all walks of life through practical opportunities and insightful strategies for the purpose of lifestyle enrichment. This podcast serves as an offering to people in search of clear, concise, and transparent information for a better tomorrow. Dictate Tempo. We're going into 2023, and I just want to give you some skills that I believe that everyone should know and should master. But most importantly, is because I believe everybody should be an entrepreneur. I'm not saying abandon your job. I'm not saying give up on something that you're doing right now. But I do believe that everyone should be in the process or doing something that is self-beneficial for yourself and also your members of your family. So number one is this: persuasion, learning or leading people to understanding, right? Number two is reading people, being aware of who is who and what is what. Number three, always share the wealth. Always share new information. Always share new opportunities. Number four is leverage. It's learning to delegate, right? Recruiting speaks for itself, putting yourself around the right individuals at the right moments in life. Number six, energy management. You have to identify what task is worth doing at present times in your life, and then also understanding what tasks they may need minimal energy from you, right? So number seven is how to process issues. Everything is not an emotional roller coaster. Everything should not take an emotional toll on you. Everything doesn't require that. Most things require you to have a logical common sense to get through the issue. Number eight, time management speaks for itself. Number nine, how to manage money. I always tell people, if you're having trouble paying your own bills on time, then you're not going to be able to handle any expenses that your project or your business may undertake. And number 10, how to be aggressively patient. You may want to answer for something, but you have to be what? Aggressively patient. How do you be aggressively patient? Let me give you an example. If I'm looking for an answer on something, I will actually put pressure on someone to answer for me. So I would do things like this. I'll just wait. I will be present. I will come back. I will show up every day, same time. And number 11, last, learning. Never stop acquiring knowledge. Never stop learning anything that can possibly help you for your tomorrow.